Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome, pet parents. This is going to be another great show. So many great things going on in the pet world. And one of the wonderful things that we see happening more and more and we're hearing more about is pets inspiring people and doing great things to make changes in the world we all live in. I have a great guest coming up here. And first, let me tell you a little bit about Ellie the dog. She began her journey as a therapy dog in 2010, and she leaves a lasting impression on everyone she meets. One of her main missions is to teach children dog safety and make positive life changes for people by helping them also overcome their fear of dogs. Ellie also started a therapy dog reading program called Tail Wagging Tales, which helps children enjoy reading books and improve their reading skills. Ellie's making a difference everywhere she goes and is truly inspiring people, and she's also changing perceptions because Ellie is a pit bull. I want to welcome Ellie's owner, Leah Brewer, to the show. Leah, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you so much. Tell us how you came to be Ellie's pet parent.
Well, actually, I saw a photo of Ellie on the internet, and I could not forget her face. She actually came from a potential bad situation, but we turned it into a positive. And she showed great signs of wanting to be around people and helping people, and so we pursued the therapy for her to be a therapy dog. So she chose that path.
Wonderful. It sounds like she really came into your life and said, I'm here and I want to be a part of everything you're doing.
Yes, that's correct. And a part of others' lives too, as far as helping them too. Helping me and helping them.
So now how did you go about having her become a therapy dog?
Well, the first step that we took was to take the Canine Good Citizen test. And it was a test where if you passed it, then you would in turn head towards the therapy part of it. So, and she passed the Canine Good Citizen with flying colors. So then we started preparing for the therapy test, and she passed that also. So then we started volunteering in the community, getting some things started, like her Tail Wagging Tails reading program. We started at the local library. It was the first of its kind in my community. And so that was their way of giving back because she loved to paw it forward.
I love that. Pawing it forward. Certainly something she's been doing. And I've got to say, she's also got a great mission teaching children dog safety. So important that we teach our children the safe ways to interact and approach dogs. Tell us a little bit about those efforts.
Well, we go to different schools and programs and events in the community, and so it gives us an opportunity to reach out to families and children and teach them the proper way to approach, the safe way to be around other dogs, and that's her passion. Her passion is helping children, so, and we enjoy that. We enjoy the outreach in the community to help.
I love it. Now, what are some of the tips that you have that you share with people to be responsible pet parents? Because I know that's part of Ellie's mission.
Well, we like to tell people to have proper identification on their pets, on their collars, if they have a microchip. We also like to remind people about the local laws of having a pet properly contained. And then, of course, just the responsibility for a pet of having one and taking care of them properly, giving them their daily nutrition and exercise. And so that teaches the children responsibility. So when they grow up, they become great pet parents.
Very important mission there indeed. And one of the other great side benefits is that Ellie's a pit bull. And there's certainly a lot of, you know, perceptions out there that are incorrect. What are some of the ways that Ellie's been able to change that perception? And what have you witnessed when people are first seeing Ellie? Is there that, oh, that's a pit bull?
Right. That's what I've experienced with people. They either love her or they're afraid of her. And so in turn, she's helped people overcome not only their fear of pit bulls, but their fear of dogs as well. Because she's just such a bubbly personality. She thinks everybody is her best friend. And so she teaches a lot of people acceptance. You know, just because of Ellie's appearance, people may be fearful, but once they give her a chance and see how wonderful she is and the wonderful personality and just sharing the unconditional love, that in turn creates that friendship. So it teaches people acceptance, and children too. We've seen a lot of children that have been scared of dogs, and she's helped them overcome their fear too.
Now, what do you think Ellie would say if she could to those people who have the misperceptions about pit bulls?
Well, I think she would say that she's a confident girl, but that she wants to provide friendship. And with her signature high five, that is so inviting to people to come over and engage with her, interact with her. And so that's her visual cue with some people. You know, if she just puts her paw out there for somebody to give her a high five, it seems to be more inviting for people to come over and say hello. So that's where her mission in life is, pawing it forward, and she literally gives people high fives. It was really cute.
I love it. She's out there saying, don't leave me hanging. Let's spread the love and paw it forward. That is great. That is so great. Well, certainly doing a lot of great work. I know the community out there embraces her as a hometown hero. I want to make sure everyone knows where they can get more information about Ellie and the mission that you've undertaken. Let's give out your website address.
Yeah, her website is ellethepitbull.com. And she also has the Facebook page, which I keep her Facebook page more up to date. Her website, I'm not that great with computers, so her website is not up to date as of right now. But her Facebook page, I share her journey with all her friends, and we keep it pretty up to date with what she's doing, her current events and programs and things that we're doing in the community so people can come out and see her.
I love it. Now let's also talk about Hand in Paw real quickly. What have they been doing in the process?
Well, Hand in Paw, they're a great nonprofit organization, and so they like to get the education out there about animal-assisted therapy and the benefits. And so we chose them, which, with Ellie winning the category, being a category finalist, she won $1,500 for them. So now we're hoping with the finalists, winning the finalists, the top dog, we're hoping to win $5,000 for them so that it can continue to help their organization and what their mission is.
Well, good luck on that, and we certainly know that Ellie will continue to make a difference. Thank you for all that you're doing. Thank you to Ellie for all that she's doing. Very important work, and we wish you nothing but the best of luck and success in the future. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us and allowing us to share her story and her mission, and hopefully we can inspire others to pick up and do the same thing in their community and just get out there and paw it forward like Ellie does.
Paw it forward, everybody. You heard it. Ellie the Pit Bull says paw it forward. Go make it happen. So many great things that we can do when we just stop and look around and observe. Had Leah not looked at the love and the interaction that Ellie was willing to do, look what they have been able to accomplish since she did that. All right, folks, we're going to be right back with more great stories, great information. Stay tuned. Pet Chats is a greet and treat video phone that lets you be with your pet from anywhere. When you're at work or on vacation or just feel like checking in, you can connect with your pet from your phone, tablet, or PC. Hear and see each other while apart. Reward them with snacks and sniffs they love. Record and share fun videos. Play even when away. Never miss a moment with Pet Chats. Pre-order yours today at PetChats.com. That's PetChats with a Z.com.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
SlimDoggy.com is the place to go to read about all things related to canine fitness, nutrition, and health. Be sure to download the SlimDoggy app in the App Store as well. With information on over 2,000 dog foods, it tells you how many calories your dog is burning and how much you should feed them to keep them healthy. Visit SlimDoggy.com for more information. Life is Pawfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 themed animal portraits from the pawtographer. The pawtographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes. The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Pawfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Pawfect by the Pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through thepawtographer.com. Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at PetWorldInsider.com.